Hey everyone, happy Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. You are now in the company of the Biblical Sweetheart. I'm yours truly, Arera Kennedy, and I'd like to begin by saying this particular message is called Love is the Prize, and so I will begin. And so I want to just start once more. I want to read my message to you, and I want to begin by saying, obeying God make us the prize. Being a part of a society that we're taught we need, while on the other hand, God tells us in so many ways that the world need us to have a reason for it to exist. We've adopted to believing we can't survive without the things that is within our reach, which never seems to amount to much, because as we attain these things, it malfunction or it causes us to have to apply more time and energy and effort to obtain more or obtain whatever it is again. The world's only use for us is to work, stay too busy to raise our children properly with a lot of love and purpose, or have enough personal leisure time for God. And so that is my message that I got from the Holy Spirit. The next part I'd like to share as well, and it says, outside of God's will, the world is programmed to mislead, falsely inform, which falsely liberates and accumulate innocent casualties along the way. However, these individuals are also who God has been sent to as well. And so when I thought about these things, I thought about Matthew chapter 10, 34 through 36. And it says, love your enemies. It says, pray for those who persecute you. It says, do good to those who are wicked and ungrateful. And I think that it doesn't get talked about enough because people don't do enough discernment with the Holy Spirit to understand who we are and how we are to operate in the presence of darkness. And as you know, I can even go into, let me see, I can even go into a scripture which is from Luke 10 and share with you this scripture, and it reads 10, and I want to start at verse 16. It says, whoever listens to you listens to me, whoever rejects you rejects me, but whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy, through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Then he goes on to say, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. It says, then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. And so that is the word of the Lord. And so as I was saying, you know, I saw something in the news pertaining to people giving props to CeCe Winans. Well, let me tell you, let me share something very, very, very particular. This walk is individual. CeCe Winans can't do anything for anybody else's sins. If people are not pleased with William Murphy, if people are not pleased with T.D. Jakes, that's not our concern. We are not called to be rulers over other people's sins. The only thing, we are not even called to be rulers over our own sin, because in order for us to rule over our sin, we must go through the Holy Spirit and deal with ourselves on a daily basis, because we're just simply not perfect. And when we make mistakes, we have to grow, and we have to be intentional that we recognize the things that we do wrong, and understand that we don't just hurt people when we go out our way to do things that is unnecessary, or even if they're warranted. It's still, you know, we are dwelling in Christ because we don't want to be a part of the drama. We don't want to be a part of the foolishness. We don't want to be categorized as, you know, evildoers. We don't want to, but even when doing the right thing, you're hated because you don't do the things that everybody else do. Because you're learning, and you're not just learning, but you're putting what you learned to good use, and you're walking hand in hand with God. And I think that, you know, it's a two-way fold. If you walk with God enough, people see the light, and they may not like it. They hate you. That's how it was for Christ. And then you have the other folks that they're struggling to come out, but the darkness have them consumed still. And so the only thing that we can concern ourselves with is ourselves. Even when our children get of a certain age, it's out of our hands. But all we can do is try to raise them up in a way that they shall go, that they will never part. And even if they come across some bumpy trials and tribulation that cause them to fall away from God, the upbringing and the teaching and the praying, it should never stop for your children, even if they're adults. You know, we have to be the light, and we have to be the fruitfulness of the word, even to our children, even when they show us that they are falling away, and we cannot give up. We must hold on to faith, and we must also keep our strength to have faith in God so that we can remain in a healthy place and take care of ourselves, and always keep the faith to stray away the darkness that tries to work against us as well. And so that is pretty much my message. And I hope the thing that I want to also share is what I got from the Holy Spirit is keep our faith in Christ. It is by Spirit we overcome darkness. Please, please, please keep that at the forefront of your daily day. Keep our faith in Christ. It is by Spirit we overcome the darkness. And so, you know, we have to shut it down. We have to stray away from the darkness. We have to stray away from the darkness that is spoken over us. We have to cast down those things. We have to speak life in our own lives. We have to speak the word of God. You know, we don't have to accept no one's prophecies that are full of wickedness and darkness. We have the power of God operating in us through the Holy Spirit to turn the tables on adversity. We are called by God. Therefore, we have power and dominion through Christ Jesus. And so we have, in order for us to be able to fight the good fight on a daily basis, we have to remain faithful in the Spirit through Christ Jesus. We always have to remember that Christ has risen, and it is a privilege and honor to be faithful. It is a privilege and honor to not allow the darkness to speak down on us and cause us to fall, because we're going to forfeit the light and the word of God that God has spoken over our lives, that we are undefeated, and hand that over to the devil and let him defeat us, trample us, when we are not called to be trampled in the first place. I hope this message reached you alive and well, and that it is very effective day to day. And so before I close out, I want to drop my affirmation, which is, we are the brooms to the nails that are thrown in the road to throw us off course. And as it was yesterday, it is today, that we remain persistent. We make decisions we can live with, and most importantly, we succeed. Until next time, keep our faith in Christ, because it is by Spirit that we overcome darkness. And until next time, peace.